You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. Thank God for another opportunity to come into your home, to come into the Way of Our Cypress audience. It's about time for your miracle, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the enemy is trying to tell you. I come to tell you it's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle. Guess what? This has made it possible. The station WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for me to come into your home, to your cars, however you're listening to us, viewing us by Cypress audience, Twitter, text, hallelujah, however you're visiting us, listen to this broadcast today, or seeing this broadcast, God is who he say he is. As you heard me say earlier, when the music playing in the background, Rance Allen, I do not own the rights to any of the music that you heard playing in the background, but guess what? We own the right to God is. Whatever you want him to be, we own the right to that because God is who he say he is. Be exalted. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be praised. We can do that. We have the right to do that. And we have a right to make our requests known. Praise our God. Again, I do not own any of the rights to the music. But I own the right to exalt him. I own the right to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for what I need because God is. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you now, God, because of who you say you are. We thank you because of who you are, Father God, in our lives. And we thank you because you kept us through all last night, God, and up for present this morning right now, Father. We thank you, God, because we're looking unto you today, the author and the finisher of our faith, God. We thank you because you're a way maker, God. We thank you because you're a problem solver, you're a heart fixer and a mind liberator. Hallelujah. Oh, God, whatever we need, you're that, God. You're that and more to us, God. And we appreciate you and we thank you. Lord, touch each and every one on the other side of that dial, whether they are at work, whether they're at home, or whether they're driving on the highway, God, or wherever they got, or byways, wherever they're at listening to it or viewing it, God, touch them right now. Let the weak become strong. Let the oppressed become set free according to your word, Father. Let the sick be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning again. This is your host again, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Thank God for you, you and you. God bless all the ones that they make up the congregation at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Lady Watkins, God bless you. Thank God for you, Mother Brown, Church Mother, to all our evangelists and to all our prophetesses, to all the elders, to the whole entire congregation of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right there in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Listen, if you haven't had a chance to come there, we invite you to come be with us, amen, in our services, Sunday school, 9:30, amen, hallelujah. Come and be with us in our 11 o'clock service, praise God. Very soon we'll be going back to our night services. So you're invited in Tuesday, Bible study, Friday night deliverance service. Oh, my God, we had such a good time on last Friday night. Oh, my God, people come in. The New Hope Word of Life, thank you for coming, Pastor Montgomery. Thank you from all your members, the members that came with you and everybody. My daughter came up from Melbourne. Praise God. Thank God for you, Lord. come on. And another prophet came. We had a time in Friday night services. Listen, I want you to be in prayer again for the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour, those that are going through sickness in their family. And we want to begin to pray for them because we know that God can do it and he is a healer. Come on, we want to begin to pray for the Hester family. Amen. In the passing of Miss Robin Hester on yesterday, I got the news that she transitioned. Praise our God, which is my Jeremy. Praise God, his grandmother. We want to be in prayer for this family and Jeremy also, that God would see them through, take them through this difficult time. Thank you all for praying for the Sapp family. Amen. Thank you for praying for them. Amen. Hallelujah. And Mr. Billy, and the passing of him and his wife. And we want to send out our love to Lily Mae and Fuzzy. And we praying for just this family that God will put his arms around them and touch them. We want to thank you all for those of you that are praying for those that are already going through bereavement, had gone through a bereavement couple of weeks or before or whatever, however they're going through it. We thank you for praying for them and lifting them up. Praise our God. Today, I want to come on. I came on. Thank all of you all that's tuning in to the radio broadcast. Good morning to all of you, the saints of God, the people of God. We want you to know that God is able to do exceeding abundant. All you think or ask is nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is what? Make your request known. Make your request known. Thank God for a profound word on yesterday teaching. Lady Watkins, amen, about the posture of prayer. Thank God, because the Bible says men ought to always pray and faint not by the wayside. Hallelujah. So guess what? If you got to stand and pray, yes. If you got to kneel and pray, the posture of prayer, hallelujah. If you got to fold your hands and pray, come on. If you got to turn your face to the wall and pray, just get the prayer in. The posture of prayer is so important when we go down. Sometimes you got to lay prostrate. Sometimes you may not be able to lay prostrate. You bet you might have been bow your head. Oh, praise God. What a profound teaching on yesterday on the posture of prayer. But I want to let you know, praise our God. Listen, the enemy don't want you to get in those postures of prayers because he know it's very powerful. If you get in there, amen, and you be operate in there, God will give you a strategy. God will give you a word in prayer. Just get in one of those postures of prayers. Praise God. It may be a time you can't lay prostrate, but you can bow your head. It may be a time you can't bow your head, but you could just say a prayer. The songwriter wrote a song said, whisper a prayer. You can whisper a prayer in the inside. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer in the evening. Whisper a prayer because it will keep your hearts in tune. Praise God. Listen, I want to go to the Word of God right quick. Amen. To encourage all of you. Again, we thank God for all of you tuning in to the radio broadcast. God bless you. It may be your first time tuning in. God bless you, Mother Betty. It may be your first time tuning in to the radio broadcast by the Cypress audience. This is your host, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. I want you to know God is and God is with you, and you can make it through the darkest time of your life. Praise our God. I want to know, let you know, there is hope. There is peace. There is joy. Amen. I'm not telling you once you come over here, everything going to be solved. Everything is going to be okay. No, it just began. But you got some help. Praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got some help to help you to go through this. You got some help to help you to come out of this. You got some help, come on here, to let the enemy know I'm no more indebted to you. I'm no more longer tied up to you. You can't pull anything over me now. Why? Because I got help. God is my help. God is my strength. God is my peace. Praise our God. If I'm again, I want you to tell somebody, let somebody know it's about time for your miracle. No matter what, the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. It don't belong to you. Come on, give it to the Lord. Amen. Cast your cares upon him for what he cared for you, and he will what? Direct your path. Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch God perform it. Come on, watch God perform that miracle. Watch God do it for you. you and you. We got to believe God. Take him at his word. Take him at his word because his word is powerful. Take him at his word because the Bible said and the word of God is sharp. Come on. It's like a two-edged sword going in. Come on. Cutting to the joint, the marrow of the center of the bone. Praise God. Getting to the root of the problem. You got to let the devil know. You think you got me in this, but I'm coming out. How am I coming out? I'm coming out with victory. How am I coming out? I'm coming out with peace. How am I coming out? I'm coming out with joy. Because guess what? He said, do what? Count it all joy when you do what? Fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trial of your faith worketh patience. And let patience do what? Have her perfect work. Come on. You got to let him have it. You got to let God do it. Let God do it. Amen. When you come to God, when you come to him, you must believe that he is a rewarder to them that what diligently seek him. You must believe. Hallelujah. You must believe no matter what is going on. You got to believe what God's word said. His word is powerful. Come on. Again, I just want to encourage your hearts. Amen. In the word of God, through the word of God. Amen. The enemy will try all he can to stop you. This is his job. But Jesus said in his word, he said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. And if you got the bread of life in you, guess what? You could come through anything. You could come through and you could come over and you could come out at anything because you got the living word. Come on, the logos. You got the living driven word. Hallelujah. The living driven word on you and with you. And you can make it through this. Why? Because the great I am is on the inside. Speak the word. Speak the word only. Praise our God. Listen, and we want to go there. It's a centurion man. When his servant was there at home, hallelujah, he said, listen, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof. Come on. But all I want you to do is speak the word. We preach from this. We quote it like I'm doing now. And we hear it preach. The word is so powerful. You got to get the word in you. You got to get the word in you. So when you're going through some stuff, come on. That word had to what, flow out of you. You got to let the enemy know. Just because you think I'm in this, I still have a right. I still have the word in me to do what? To speak the word. Speak the word. Send the word. The word is waiting on you to release it. Come on. You ever heard someone said, I'm waiting to hear back from certain things. I'm waiting to hear back from this job. I'm waiting to hear back from her or him. I'm waiting to hear. So what the word is waiting on, he's waiting on you to hear. He's waiting on you to hear from you. He's waiting on you to repeat what he said. He said, excuse me, he said, you can bring me in what into remembrance of my word. Come on, you can bring me into remembrance of my word. And that's what he's wanting us to do. He wants us to do. Bring him into remembrance of his word. You're teaching real good, apostle. Yes. Now his word has to be in you for you to do what? Bring him into remembrance of what he said. Lord, you said according to your word, according to Isaiah, according to whatever strip you want to take and confess. Come on. According to Romans, whatever strip you want to take and confess. According to Psalms. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. His word is his bond, and his bond is his word. We must do what? Use his word. That's good right there. You must use his word. You must speak his word. Be in season and out of season. God bless you, Eunice, Miss Eunice. Hallelujah. Speak the word only. Send the word. The word will go where you and I can't go. The word will do what you and I cannot do. So we must do what? Speak the word. Decree and declare what his word said over us. Come on, over us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God, and the word without him, there was nothing made. In the beginning, the word. And what the word did was, oh my God, what the word did, Come on. It came and it dwelt among us. It sit among us. The word, come on, walk among us. It talked among us. The word love. And what I love about it. So now the word does what? The word lives on the inside of you and I. He's the living word. Oh, my God. He's the living word. That should have blessed your soul right there. He is the living word. He is the spoken word. Oh, my God. That's down on the inside of you, down on the inside of us. And if we begin to speak this word, we begin to walk this word, we begin to meditate this word, on this word day and night. Come on. We begin to have dunamis power according to what the word of God said. Come on. Not according to what the circumstance of the situation that we're in. It doesn't matter what situation we're in. It doesn't matter what's trying to hit our bodies. But the word is in you. Now, the word is not on you. Back in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came up on them. But now, guess what? That word lives, that living rhema word, it lives on the inside of you and I. So that's why when we go through something, we must do what? Speak the word only. Come on. Nothing else we must do but speak the word only. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Power in the word. Life is in the word. The authority is in the word. Come on. So shall thy word that doeth goeth from thy mouth. Come on. You got to speak it. That word. It shall do what? Go out. Hallelujah. And do what? Accomplish. What it shall do, and it shall not what? Return void. Hallelujah. Thy word, come on. It won't turn void. It'll go out and accomplish what you sent it out to do. But we got to do what? Speak the word. We got to say the word. We got to do the word. We got to become the word. Come on. What would the word, what would Jesus do in the circumstance or the situation that we're in? Come on. Hallelujah. I come to let you know today. I come to tell somebody today, come on, you got to do what? Speak this word only. Hallelujah. Be instant in season, out of season, because you guess what? The enemy don't care. The enemy don't care what time of day, what time of night, when he want to attack your body, when he want to attack your finances, when he want to attack your family members, or whatever the situation may be. He don't care. But guess what? We've got to be on guard. We got to be on guard. And you say, Apostle, how we be on guard? Our mouth. We got to be ready to speak a word to the enemy. We got to be ready to speak a word to the enemy. Because when Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights, according to the scripture, according to the word of God, he was led into the wilderness to what? To be tempted of the devil. Yes, he was. But the Bible said, Satan said, if you be this, you know, command these stones to be made bread. Command the stones to be made bread. Satan know who Jesus is, and he know who what the word said. He said, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus said these words. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of him. So your words, this word got to be constantly coming out your mouth. When you're going through something, come on, sickness trying to hit your body. According to Isaiah, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquities and wounded for my transgression. And the chastisement of my peace was upon him. And by his stripes, I'm healed. Come on. I'm healed. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. Come on here. Come on. When the enemy trying to do something, you got no weapon that form against me shall prosper. In every tongue that rise up against me, I shall condemn. Come on here. Hallelujah. You got to let this word come out of you. You got to let this word come out of you. You got to let this word come out of you. And it's just like a river of living water. You got to let this word proceed out your mouth constantly. Come on. Hallelujah. You ever see some people just talk? This is how that word need to be coming out. You need to spit it out when the enemy's coming after you. You don't need to spit out worry. You don't need to spit out fear. You don't need to spit out doubt. Come on. Because fear and doubt make the word of God none effect. But if you begin to speak the rainbow word, the logos word, come on here. That enemy has to obey. He has to flee from you. The only thing the enemy has to respect is the word out of your mouth that your life, come on, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, get it in you, the word of God, let it come out you. Come on, when you're going through some things, come on, you begin to express through the word. Hallelujah. The Bible said, you are clean through the word, which I would have spoken unto you. You are clean. You are clean. Not, oh my goodness. You are clean through the word, which I have what spoken unto you. Come on, prophet. That's right. Dr. Gathers. Hallelujah. You're clean. The word has cleaned you up. The word has put something down on the inside of you. That's why the word is so powerful. That spoken rhema word. That spoken logos word. Come on. By, don't you know the world was created by words? Don't you know he created the world by words? He said, let there be. Come on. I got to go over there. Let there be. And there was. Come on. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. How did he do it? By words. He spoke it into existence. You got to speak this thing into existence through the word of God in your life. The enemy wants you to feel that you're not coming out. The enemy wants you to feel that you can't come out, that you can't come over. But you got to tell the enemy, I can do what all things through what Christ that what strengthens me. Come on, I'm no more longer indebted to you because why, I have power now. I have the authority through the word of God. Through the word of God. Hallelujah. That gives me the authority to do what? Speak the word. That gives me the authority to do what? Walk in the word. That gives me the authority, oh my God, to live in the word. Lord, somebody need to go ahead and say, I'm living in the word. I'm walking the word. I'm talking the word. I'm not going by what I see because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. How did he give it to me? Through the word. Come on. God bless you, Sister Hattie. Good to see you. Sister Nell, God bless you. God is good to give me the authority. I'm not going by that. I'm not going by what I hear. Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the real report of the Lord. And what is the report? The word. The word. The word. Hallelujah. In the midst of what we're in, we got to begin to speak the word and decree and declare what the word says over us, what the word is saying through us. Be not moved. Be not deceived. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm living in the word. I'm walking in the word. I'm talking in the word. Somebody said, what you doing? I'm resting in the word. I'm depending on the word. Hallelujah. I'm leaning on the word. Come on. You can lean on God when you can't lean on nothing else or depend on nothing else. Depend on God through his word. Through his word. That's how we're going to come out. That's how we're going to make it. That's how we've been kept. We've been kept this far through the word of God, through the word of God. Words are powerful. The word of God is powerful. It's sharp than any two-edged sword. Listen, my time is getting close, but I got to put it out here. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, going in, cutting to the joint in the marrow and the center of the bone. Use the word. Use the word. When you can't use nothing else, use the word. Use the word. Let the enemy know, I'm no more indebted to what you're trying to do to me because I got authority in the word. There is life in the word. Oh, my God, that blessed me right now. There is life. There's peace. There's joy. There's strength in the word. When you begin to quote this word, you begin to say this word, you begin to do this word, you'll find yourself feeling so much better. I know some of y'all feel so much better right now. Come on. I know you feel better right now. Because why? Faith-filled words dominate Faith-filled words do what? Rule. Faith-filled words do what? Take over. Faith-filled words do what? Build you up. Hallelujah. Build you up. When you begin to hear a powerful word, when you begin to speak the word, it builds you up. You could be down. Try it. Maybe some of y'all ain't even tried it like that. You could be down, but begin to speak the word. Why? Because it's life in the word. Again, it's life in the word of God. When you begin to eat the meat of the word, the heart of the word, and begin to speak in the decree, in the cloud, what his word says, not what you're going through, not how you think it is, but if you begin to speak this word, you can live through the word. Oh, my God. I can live through this. I can live with this. Why? I'm living in the word. Come on. I'm speaking the word. I'm sending the word. Hallelujah. That's right. Come on. He sent his word and he healed them. He sent. You can send the word. Come on. The word ain't got to go to the train station, the plane, at the airport. The word ain't got to catch a cab. Y'all ain't gonna send that. The word ain't got to wait for a ride, depending on nobody. You can send the word. Send the word. I send the word to you. Guess what? And we got to go to the post office to send something. We got to put a stamp. We got to put it in the box or whatever. You ain't got to do that. Just send the word. The spoken word. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. You might not know Jesus in the pardon of your sins today. And you tuning into the radio broadcast or you tuning into the Cypress audience. And you say, Apostle, I don't know how to do it. I don't know. But I'm giving you opportunity right now, comma, according to the word of God. He said, if thou shalt believe, if thou believe in thy heart, confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. That's all. If you believe that right now and you confess that right now, come on. Again, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead in this 1 minute, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's simple. Now you got access to use his word. Come on, send the word. You got access. That's right, Prophet Darsh. Send the word. You got access now. You can speak the word and decree and declare over your circumstances and situation that the word has already took authority. The word has already overtook and over. Here we go again. Overturn it. The word has already overturned it. Listen. My time is coming gone. The engineer has come in and give me my signal. He came in and gave me my minutes. Now he came and gave me my 1 minute, and my time is coming gone. But guess what? I've got to get up and leave you. But guess what? He will never leave you, nor forsake you. The word is always omnipresent with you. Come on. Just use the word. Walk in the word. Live in the word. God bless you. Until Friday. Friday morning, same station, same time. Come on. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.